Aaron Boone is doing a terrible job. Let's not try and make it seem like he's always done a terrible job. I know that's what you guys believe. I'm with you right now. I'm literally saying I'm okay with firing him. But can we not, like, they won despite him. Like, it's just not fair. Let's just be fair. They suck right now. They're dramatically underachieving. He made a boneheaded decision. It was almost, it wasn't even boneheaded. It was like inactive. It was hard to fathom. I'm with you. And he's done a terrible job with this team this season. And you can make the argument he's not getting the best out of the team, which is his main job. And you can make the argument that it's kind of gotten lost on him and that the team has been responding to him. You can make that argument right now. Right now. Sorry, I had to do it. There's no question. And I would not say a peep if they fire him tomorrow. I'd be like, okay, let's go. It makes sense. I understand it. Hopefully it sparks the team. But can we not just now diminish everything he's done, diminish all the wins, diminish all the division championships, diminish all the 100-win seasons? I know it's not the World Series. I get it. But everybody waxed poetic about Buck Showalter. He hasn't won a damn thing. Everyone will wax poetic about all these other managers who haven't won a damn thing. I got people telling me, oh, Rob Thompson's clearly a better manager. Rob Thompson, this, that, the other. I'm like, yeah, what has Rob Thompson done that Boone hasn't? Like, honestly, what? And I'm not trying to defend Boone, but please, like, stop giving me all these other managers wouldn't make a mistake. All these other managers are far better. Even teams that finish in last place. Even guys who get suspended for being the architect of the biggest cheating scandal since the Black Sox. Everything, it's all better. Like, why do we have to take it so far to he's always been atrocious and this proves it? No, it doesn't. This proves he was bad this year. It proves that for right now, this team is not responding to him. Doesn't mean he's always been bad. It was time to move on from Joe Torre. It was time to move on from other great managers. It doesn't mean they're suddenly bad at managing. The Yankees couldn't get out of the first round of the playoffs for six straight years with Joe Torre. He had the worst loss in the history of the franchise and blew a 3-0 lead against the Boston Red Sox. Doesn't mean he's a bad manager. Or it doesn't mean he was always a bad manager and he just happened to have a great group of players. You could make that argument, I suppose. But again, this isn't about Aaron Boone's history as manager. This isn't about 2018. It's not even about last year's World Series run. This is about this current team. And I'm not even that interested in talking. I'll be totally honest with you. I'm not even that interested in talking about all the problems that, you know, Eric Boland, who does a good job, does a great job. For Newsday covering the Yankees, does a great job. And he went on talking about all the problems inside the organization and comments made from Didi Gregorius in 2019 and all that stuff. I'm not even worried or focused on the moment about all the issues with inside the organization and Brian Cashman and blah, 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 blah. And that's not to defend Brian Cashman. I'm just telling you, this team right now is the problem. And this team, whether you hate Brian Cashman and all the problems that come with the organization, blah, 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 like, this team is good enough to be far better than this. The offense, like, I just saw the tweet. I hope I still have it up there. I don't. I knew it. The WR, like, the offensive numbers, even since May 30th or June 2nd, since they've been terrible, they're the fourth best offense in the sport. Even in all these struggles, even as they've lost all these games, fourth best offense in the sport. The pitching has faltered. The bullpen has faltered. They just added a bunch of arms to hopefully fix the bullpen. This team is far better than what they're playing. Forget everything else. Forget whether or not minor leaguers are taught the infield fly rule or they throw to the right base or any of that. It's all part of the problem. I get it. But forget everything about the entire organization and the last 27 years under Brian Cashman and the last 8 years under Aaron Boone. Let's focus on this team right now. Because whatever you think about Brian Cashman, I believe he has put together a team worthy of being a World Series contender. They are not playing like it. They're not playing like it. And I have said throughout these years that the issues that the Yankees have had have been far more a Brian Cashman issue than an Aaron Boone issue. I have said that a ton. But I don't feel that way in the moment right now. I don't look at this team and go, good God, they suck. My goodness, they don't have anybody. This team is atrocious. I don't look at them and see that. I really don't. I agree with Aaron Boone today when he said, arguably, this could be the best team we've had in a couple years. Like, I don't, like, last year they went to the World Series. They had a healthier pitching staff. I get it. And they had Juan Soto. But 1-9, the lineup, I think the lineup is better this year. It's deeper, at least. I'm not interested in rehashing everything that happened, you know, since 2009 or 2003 or whatever other year, 1998, when he took over as Brian Cashman as the leader of the organization. I don't care about any of that. And I'm not trying to take away any successes they had or failures they had in previous years. And what happened today doesn't prove anything. I heard the same crap Robbie and Phoenix was probably calling last year, saying this team stinks, this proves it, they're not going to do it, they're not going to do this, they're going to blow the division lead, you know, this team's right on their tails, blah, 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 they're almost going to blow it. And then they went on to the World Series. And I'm not throwing a parade for him, but you can't say that he was terrible and they won despite him and all this crap. It's stupid. It's stupid. And I opened the show saying I think he could be fired. But it's about this year. It's about right now. Not looking to settle scores, you know, over the last handful of years. It shouldn't be your goal either. How do we impact this team? Because this team has a manager right now that is failing them. This team, this group, this year, Aaron Boone, circa 2025, he's failing them. We don't have to go back and talk about previous years, because honestly, I don't think you'll win that argument on the level you think you will. Right now. And right now, you can't argue he's doing a terrible job. And even if he doesn't deserve to be fired, or, you know, this isn't all his fault, and there's fundamental flaws in the organization and how they teach it, and, the fundamentals, and, you know, the players aren't playing well. And Devin Williams is a terrific reliever who's had a great career, not just an excellent career. And we were all dancing in the streets when they made the trade. It was a great trade. And he's come here and failed them. There is not a single player who is more specifically at fault for why the Yankees are where they are more than Devin Williams. Devin Williams is numero uno. He has single-handedly blown at least 6 games. 3 with leads above 3 or more. 4, four. I think it was 2 3s and 2 4s that he's blown. He is single-handedly, if Devin Williams did his job, the Yankees would be in second place probably, and they would be more firmly, they'd be a couple of games up, 4 or 5 games up in the wild card. And right there for the division. He is single-handedly the reason they are where they are. That's not on Boone necessarily. It doesn't always mean it's Boone's fault, but right now, while they're floundering, he has no answers to help them out. He's doing nothing that is positive for them right now. Every decision, even ones I don't necessarily disagree with, are blowing up in his face. Nothing is working. And he seems defeated, and the team feels the same way. That's when I start questioning the manager. That's when I start really looking at what kind of job this manager is doing. He has lost a ton of games. He's not pulling out of it. The team feels defeated. He looks defeated. That's my issue. 888-808-1019. So don't say ridiculous things that are going to make me defend him, because I don't want to.